Morning, morning. Very good.
I appreciate you coming on the Windspeaker Radio Network with me this morning. I know it's been a busy few days for you.
Yes, it has been.
And I'm sitting here looking at the lineup for the Enoch Cree Nation Annual Competition Powwow, set to go July 7th through the 9th. And my gosh, it is going to be a busy weekend.
Yeah, it is. And we like to think Enoch is a premier event in Western Canada. It's one of the bigger ones. We look forward to seeing all our visitors, dancers, singers, artisans, vendors. It'll be good.
So not only is it a competition powwow, there's a lot of things going on.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm curious, as I look at the lineup here, when does the planning start? Is it pretty much right after the last one you guys go, okay, let's take maybe a week off, we'll settle in, and then we'll start planning for next year?
Usually about after the powwow ends, usually take a month or so off, and then we do a report to Chief of Council of all the expenditures, etc., how many people came through the gate, and then we take about another 2 months, and then we start again.
Just right back into it again. And obviously the hope is to make it even bigger and better than the year past, and I'm just looking at the different categories. Maybe you could run down some of the different categories for us.
Okay, so we have juniors, junior division, that's all the categories, girls and boys, so like boys traditional, etc., girls traditional, etc. And then we have teens. Teens is the same, split in two. And then once we get to the adults is a little more complex because now there's junior adults and then there's senior adults. So the senior adults are like from 45 up to about 55. After that, then we go into golden age division. That's men and women. And then there's buckskin. So that's basically all the dance categories. So in each category, there's traditional, fancy, jingle dress, fancy, woman's fancy, and then for the men, there's grass and chicken.
And the work that's involved on behalf of the competitors has got to be, the amount of hours that go into preparing for an event like this has got to be staggering.
It can be, right? Like for the dancers, they have their own little power trail they go on. Singers, same thing.
So as far as competitors go, do you get them from across the country, across the province, down into the U.S.? Like, are they coming from all over?
They're coming from all over North America.
Wow.
Like, we've had dancers and singers come from New Mexico.
So this is really an event you don't want to miss, and you really got to come out and take a look at it and see it for yourself.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's really, like I said, it's one of the premier powwows in Western Canada. We're very proud to say that. And we invite everyone, like we said. Just a note, it's free. It's 100% free. Free parking, there's no admission, there's no environmental fee, nothing. It's free because in Enoch, we're a little more fortunate financial-wise, so that's why we don't charge, right? We're sticking with tradition because Enoch has never been, the summer powwow has never been a fee to get in.
Now, you've got the grand entry starting Friday, July 7th at 6, Saturday, July the 8th at noon and 6, and Sunday, July 9th at noon. If anybody wants to sign up, is there a number they can call or a website they can go to?
Well, unfortunately, right now, all the vendors, we're full for vendors.
Okay.
And arts and crafts.
Yeah.
But if people want more information, they can email powwow@enochnation.ca.
Fantastic. Well, looking forward to it, July 7th, 8th, and 9th. Terry, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yep, thank you. Hi. And we'll see everybody down there. I think everybody was just in Saddle Lake this weekend. So we'll see. I think there's another powwow, a couple more before Enoch. So we'll see you guys all then.